Gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443 if you would like to be part of the program. Today, actually, we like to talk about North Korea. Not that we know a lot of what's going on in North Korea, but why now? Why all of a sudden? Put that in quotations. And why is the threat coming more from North Korea, a country that we are told cannot feed its people, one of the poorest countries, supposedly, in the world, but yet it is threatening the might of the United States of America? And she's not hiding it. And we're not threatening back. We basically, it's like a child who has a gun in his hand, and we are trying to baby him to drop that gun. Because the wrong move, supposedly. Now, that is what the media is trying to portray North Korea and its new young leader. That he's a young man who doesn't know what the heck he's doing, and he has nuclear missiles in his hand, and we are afraid of what he's going to do with it. That's the official story, both government and the media. Now, I'm not an expert on North Korea, but I do remember a long time ago, not very long, maybe 10 years ago, I've heard President Obama, not Obama, Bush, the son, I heard him saying, and I think he was visiting Japan, if I'm not mistaken, the first time we heard, or the Philippines or something. He was like in somewhere in Southeast Asia. The axis of evil statements. You remember the first one? The axis of evil. Iran, Iraq, North Korea. He didn't even say Syria or anybody else. He said Iran, Iraq, or Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. And we will be right back trying to understand what's going on.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. truly. It names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. So we are talking about North Korea. Not that we are experts on the subject, but we're talking about it because I'm sure a lot of you are talking about it and probably not knowing what in the world, where did that come from? What is it that we did to North Korea to make them so mad and talking about preemptive strike? That's what the latest threat that they got the nuclear missiles ready. They have the targets lined up and they have their finger on the trigger. Talking about preemptive. Now, preemptive is something, it's a doctrine. That's the Bush doctrine. When he talked about preemptive strikes against countries that we perceive that they might be working on harming us. That's the preemptive doctrine of George Bush, the son. Now, North Korea is talking about preemptive strike on the United States. Now, most experts are saying that they may not have the technology and the capability of actually delivering a nuclear strike to a United States city in North America. But they might be able to strike South Korea, Japan, or maybe some of the forces that we have as the United States in that region. But what do you do? I mean, how do you handle a nuclear power, regardless if we think it's a rogue state or regardless if it's in the hands of the most civilized people in the world, that's the Europeans and the North Americans, the people who can have nuclear bombs and supposedly they know how to handle it, but others, they don't know how to handle it. Even though the only incident in history where someone actually used nuclear bomb was by the United States, the most modern civilized society supposedly in the world. Now, if the most civilized, most democratic, most stable country in the world actually has used nuclear bomb, so against other people, what do you expect from someone that we are calling a rogue state with a guy who is just a child with a handgun in his hand? Well, I think the lesson that we are learning here is it doesn't matter how big you are, how strong you are. It matters, or how small you are, how weak you are, how poor you are, how undemocratic you are, how uncivilized you are. All that matters is, do you have a nuclear bomb or not? Because North Korea, if it did not have nuclear bomb, I guarantee you the United States will not be talking to it the way it is. So now, do we blame Iran for actually wanting to have a nuclear bomb? Now, Iran is a lot more democratic, a lot more civilized, a lot more, well, put all these stuff, you know, I don't know what civilized means. I don't know what modern or democratic means, but put all that in quotations. I don't want to continue saying quotations, but everything I'm saying today, just put it all in quotation marks. So, if North Korea has an economy of $40 billion, that is probably the size of a small city in the United States, you know, $40 billion economy. That's the whole country that is threatening the United States. Now, North Korea, even though, you know, we say that, now don't forget that North Korea is the front lines of China. So whatever the North Korean leader is doing, even though we hear that China is kind of reprimanding him, like, hey, look, don't do this. You are on our doorsteps, and we don't want something to happen that's going to cause the United States to bring all its might into that region, then the Chinese have to actually deal with that. So it does get very complicated. Now, is this a setup? Because remember, it was us, the United States, who actually labeled North Korea as the axis of evil that has to be extracted. Now, Iraq is gone. The Iranian problem, or Iran, is being dealt with. It's not gone, but it's being dealt with. And it makes it obvious that the only power out there left that needs to be extracted is North Korea. Because we have been beaten up on Iran, actually, for the last 10 years. Iran has been advancing their nuclear program. And now we're starting this thing with North Korea. You know, where did it come from? You know, what triggered this? Because we said that 10 years ago, we didn't do anything about it. That many people started thinking, well, why did he include North Korea in the mix? This thing with North Korea can be a very bad setup for the United States to get engaged with. And if it does, it's not going to be easy. The Chinese will not give up North Korea. That's one thing that we have to understand. That the Chinese will not give up North Korea. And if the Chinese don't give up North Korea, then we are going to be, you know, we are facing off with the Chinese over Syria. Now, Syria is not really a strategic country for China. It is more of a political rivalry with the United States that's keeping or making the Chinese in a different camp on Syria than the United States. But when it comes to North Korea, it is not. So what is this distraction all of a sudden with North Korea? Is this a distraction or is it real? Is it a distraction on what's going on in Syria? Because it definitely took the lights off of Syria. And now the eyes of the world are actually pointing towards Korea. Or is it to take the eyes off Syria, go to North Korea where nothing is happening, to basically go and do what we need to do in Syria by arming the oppositions there, giving them the better weapons? Because as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, there was a graduation ceremony for these fighters who were training by United States personnel in Jordan. They graduated yesterday and they are ready to be deployed to Syria. The border crossing between Syria and Jordan actually is in the hands of the so-called Free Syrian Army, which means all the supplies and everything and all the personnel will be going into Syria through those points where personnel trained by the United States and these camps that the United States training these people at in Jordan, it's only a couple of hours away from Damascus. So is that the real story that's going on, and that's the real story, that's what we're doing? We are sending in all these people. And by the way, yesterday, one of the biggest fronts there that the CIA have trained and supported and financed and armed, called Al-Nusra Front, they have they very much gave their allegiances to Al-Zawahiri, who's the one that took after bin Laden. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. If you know anything about what's going on in North Korea you would like to share with us, give us a call and let us know what you know, if you know something. But anyway, by the way, before I continue with this, I guess we on the station, we do take commercial breaks, and I'm going to take a little break to talk about something weird that I have seen, and actually I have it on my Facebook page. It's a picture of a Jewish rabbi wrapped up in a big plastic garbage bag. Okay, a plastic bag, if you want to be that sensitive about what kind of bag he was in. But if you look at it, I mean, just imagine if you have access to Facebook, and you can go and see it on mine. But imagine you are sitting in a plane where normal people sit, and this guy is completely wrapped in a bag. Now, some of the explanations for that was that there was a problem with some Jews flying over cemeteries. Like, these people are supposed to be so pure that they are not supposed, they become, I guess, dirty if they fly over a cemetery. So to stay pure in that pure state of physical being, whatever that means, or if you are close to women and interacting with women, or if you are in a place where, because remember, you know, they do segregate men from women. Now, you never knew that. You thought only Muslims, and by the way, I mean, Muslims, they don't really segregate men from women the way these Jewish teachings tell you. But yet, all you hear about is the Muslims and their weird customs of wearing a scarf. Now, when this man actually, he thinks he become impure if he sits around women, especially goyim women, or if he flies over a cemetery. So I don't know if he was in that plane because there were women around him and he does not want to be dirty just by being, I guess, within their vibes. The point I'm making here, I'm not trying to actually make fun of this weird customs or custom, but the point is, if this had been a Muslim that did that, you will find the whole world talking about how weird these people are. But because this is a Jew and a rabbi, the media that actually carried that story, it was very respectful and very careful not to say, what the hell is this? So, because if they do that, they're going to be labeled as anti-Semitic, and that's not something that anyone wants to be labeled with. So, next time you see, you take a plane ride somewhere and you see a guy sitting next to you in a plastic bag, just don't ask. You know, speaking of purity and how to keep themselves pure, this is actually part of their teachings, their religious teachings, that you have to purify the Holy Land of the non-Jews. The Holy Land is not supposed to have. So in order for you to redeem yourself, you have to get rid of the non-Jews out of the Holy Land. You redeem the land, you redeem yourself, you purify the land out of the non-Jews, then you purify yourself and then you go to heaven. Now I want to know how pure these people are when they kill children, when they enslave children. How pure are they? They're worried about their purity flying in a plane or being around women, but they don't care about their purity, their soul. You know, physical purity is nonsense. If you're, you know, if you're a godly figure and you want to stay pure, your soul needs to be pure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, so that's that. I just wanted to let you know about that weird picture that I have on my Facebook. Okay, let's go back to North Korea, since it seems nobody actually wants to call. Since no one wants to call and we don't know what's going on in North Korea, so what's going on in North Korea? Anyway, it's really, you know, North Korea is like threatening the United States on daily basis. I mean, this is happening like on daily basis. They are threatening, they are showing these nuclear missiles, and all we can do is say, hey, let's talk. You want more food for your people? We know they have nuclear bombs, we know that. Now, can we really afford a war with North Korea? Or is it like I was saying before, we are about to hit Syria with all these weapons, with all these people? And before we actually went to talk about this rabbi, I mentioned the United States training camps in Jordan and Turkey and the Gulf area. They are training these people and sending them to Syria, and now they are going to be sending them with, I guess, better weapons. Now, is that what's really going on, and we have developed this thing with North Korea and told this little guy, look, threaten, do whatever, and because, you know, couple of days before the North Korean leader actually said and started his threatening about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, South Korea elected a new president, and North Korea and South Korea, these are very much the same people. They just found themselves on the wrong side with big boys fighting in the early part of the previous century. And that's where you got South Korea and North Korea, but they're the same country, the same people. So the new leader was actually talking about reunification. Reunification. And to reunite South Korea and North Korea, does that have anything to do with it? Or does that sound like these two countries were actually in a state of war? No. They were not. This came up all of a sudden. So is North Korea actually ready? Or is the United States trying to hide something with this? Well, let's go to Harvey in Florida on line one. Harvey.
Yes. Hello, Hisham. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I was listening to you for the last segment. Anyway, I've come to the conclusion listening to you, the Jews are just as nuts as the Arabs.
Even worse.
Well, they're probably very closely related, and one's as nuts as the other.
Okay. Why you say that?
Well, you were talking about the guy dressed in a plastic bag, thinking he's pure. And the Arabs think they're so pure, especially the religious fanatics. They're murdering people.
Wait. Hold on, Harvey. Hold on. Now, you know, we all nuts when it comes down to it. But now, if this guy put himself in a plastic bag in a plane to stay pure, now you said the Arabs murdering people to stay pure. Where'd you get that from?
Well, they're slaughtering each other. You know that in
well,
Syria.
Well, yeah, that's not Syria. Sure, they're slaughtering each other, but that's not to stay pure. That's because they are being driven by these outside forces, and they're crazy enough and dumb enough to fall for it.
Well, there you go.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Harvey.
Could I continue,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's in Saudi Arabia, they try to keep their country pure by keeping all the other denominations out. But they certainly invite the Americans of all nationalities in to do some of their killing and to bring them their weapons.
Well, good point.
And the same thing in Pakistan. They don't want the infidels there, but they invited them in to teach them how to make the nuclear weapons that God forbid they ever use. So all these groups are nuts. And earlier,
what about us? Are we the only no nutty people in the world?
No, we're the nuttiest of all. We're the sickest bastards that there are. You brought it up before. We're the only ones that ever use the atomic weapons on people just to see what would happen. I mean, we spread the nuclear weapons around the world. We gave them to Pakistan. We gave them to India. We gave them to North Korea. We created North Korea. We're the ones who gave them the atomic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave them to China.
Appreciate it.
And to Russia.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, he's right. The technology, the nuclear technology was actually born right here in the United States. Even though the science of it, it was done in Germany. But, hey, we took over Germany. We beat Germany in World War II, and we very much got the technology. Okay, let's go to Dean in California on line two. Dean.
Hey, Hisham.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say I've heard a lot of, well, first of all, I just wanted to say to all the rest of the callers just now, and you know, here we are giving $8 million a day or something to, or $8 million a month to Israel. And then we're also outfitting the Arabs with F-16s. Mm-hmm. And, what I really wanted to say was to answer your question about what's going on with Korea. I heard Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was on the demilitarized zone last week and was shoot off by the CIA eventually, but he was there reporting on the numbers of troops and their lack of weaponry and their looked like their lack of knowledge and skills and their young age and so on, and how detached they seemed from the whole situation. And what really was, I guess, going down previous to this a few months ago, back in actually November, there were some secret meetings between higher-ups in our Joint Chiefs of Staff and so on with what's-his-face's mentor, Kim Jong-il's mentor. And I guess it's his father-in-law, father-in-law that is his mentor, and they had some meetings with him, and they figured out the strategy. And of course, you know, we've supported the Chinese for so long, the Rockefellers and UN and so on. Not we, but I just
right
have to say the Rockefellers have supported them, the Rothschilds, all that, the NWO stuff, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, the elite that owned all the banks have supported these guys forever through their work with Mao Zedong and the undermining of Chiang Kai-shek back so long ago with Colonel Marshall shipping them the guns without the firing pins and so on. My dad was involved in the Korean War, which was the UN's first illegal war as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, we have 28,000 troops on that border, and yet we have only 1,200 on the border with Mexico. It's just crazy what we're doing to our country. It's not we, of course. I think we had been balkanized to the nth degree, undermining our what used to be a 90% European descent in this country up until about the 1950s.
So what do you think, Dean? What is the conclusion of what's going on in North Korea? Why is these threats and all that? What prompted that?
It's all about fear. It's all about control. All about fear, and driving the public opinion about, you know, if we can't get, I guess, you know, Iran destabilize as quickly as they'd like because they can't feed guns enough to the destabilization effort in Syria and on the border with Turkey and so on in Lebanon, that they're going to try and destabilize other parts of the world too to keep us in a state of fear, to keep our boys, committing to their, armed forces and their duties and so on that they feel obligated to do to protect our freedoms here, which are, of course, eroding to the nth degree at the same time because of the fact that these banks have owned us for 100 years, and they direct what goes on in all the other countries of Europe now, and they have directed China for the last, you know, since 1947 or so with Mao Zedong taking control there and undermining the democratically elected leader, Chiang Kai-shek, and also with Kermit Roosevelt going into Iran in 1953 and overthrowing Mossadegh there. That we have a CIA that's morphed out of the Chatham House along with MI6 and Mossad to keep an eye on the drug production efforts that they've always been known for, from the opium way back in the Royal East India Company to now, and our troops guarding the Afghani poppy fields to supply the CIA with more money to destabilize more countries that have more resources that they can get under more control through a degree of fear that they use, you know, controlling these despotic leaders that they pay off with the money that they print through their Federal Reserve that they owe. I mean, it's like it's a big cycle, and guess who's the you know, like Michael Ribeiro always said, we're the wallet of last resort. basically.
True. Appreciate it, Dean. Thanks for that.
Thanks for letting me reel.
Oh, sure. No problem. I appreciate that. My home state of Louisiana, we have Jared on line 3. Jared.
Hey, Jean, how's it going?
Going pretty good. We had lots of rain last night.
Yes, sir, we did. Hey, I just wanted to comment on your picture with the guy in the bag. You know, these people are crazy and sick. There's other pictures I could talk about the one with the little baby. But I'm going to go on a little bit further. You know, my uncle's a Catholic, and he's got these friends that post these pictures on their Facebook page, like the American flag with the Israeli flag in it, and then there's American troops fighting under that flag, pictures of them, of our troops. That insults me, and I am offended as a veteran myself, and my troops are under the flag of another country. Look, a lot of people are worried about North Korea. I'm not scared. Let New York burn in the flames. Remember what they did to us in the Civil War? They burnt us all the way from Arkansas to the sea. They deserve the payback that they're getting. And when it comes, and I hope it burns tomorrow, I'm just going to celebrate.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it. The spirit of the Confederacy still out there. I guess the spirit of a warrior never dies. For those of you who are listening to us and don't know why he would say New York, because for those of you who don't know about the Civil War in the United States, it was supposedly between North and South. Well, geographically, probably it was, but I believe it was a lot more than that. But anyway, we're not going to get into the American Civil War. But Jared is a true warrior. I've been communicating with him for a few years. He follows my television program for many years now. But trying to understand North Korea, I don't know what's going on. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but what we are seeing is not what we are, is not the truth. As a matter of fact, I put something on my Facebook, it's in Arabic, but it says, if you are not watching the news, or if you do not watch the news, you don't know anything. And if you are if you do watch the news, you don't know what the reality is, or you don't know what the truth is. So if you're not watching it, you don't know what's going on, which probably it's probably a blessing not to know anything. But if you do follow the media and you try to understand things as the media actually puts it out, well, you're going to learn not the truth, but you're going to learn their reality. Let's go to Dana in California on line 1. Dana.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know much about North Korea, but...
I don't either. two of us.
I think that let's take a lesson from history. We were lied into World War One. Lied into World War Two, and Vietnam, and Iraq.
Korea, and all of them.
And how many times do we have to be lied into a war before we wake up and realize this could just be a distraction? Like the guy said, fear. Creating fear.
Is. Of course. It is. Right. Now you said when. The only way we will is if we have a media that will start showing us the truth, not hiding it. Until then, you're going to know it. I'm going to know it. Very few people will know it. 99% of the population out there, they're going to go along with what they see.
Well, unfortunately, millions of people died in those wars.
Yes.
On all sides.
Of course.
And that's what's really tragic.
You know, look at Iraq, okay? Now, we know what happened in World War One and World War Two. We were not there.
Right.
But we know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But in Iraq, we know because we lived it.
Right.
Okay? And we know that they have lied to us. There's nothing for us as Americans in Iraq. But yet we went there, killed 1 million people, made 4 million of them refugees. Supposedly we only lost 4,000, 5,000. And that's the and that's something we know because there was nothing. Iraq did not do us any harm.
That's true. But I believe we lost more military people than that in Iraq.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I don't think they're giving us the full number.
As a matter of fact, planes coming from Iraq carrying bodies were not allowed to be filmed, period.
Right, right.
Thank you, Dana. Appreciate
okay.
it. Bye. Thanks. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the last segment, actually, in the program, and we're going to go back to the phones with Anthony in California. I guess lots of people watching, listening to us in California. Online to Anthony. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Hesham.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to make a comment. You were saying these threats by North Korea.
Yes.
You know, the I have a friend. I want to say this. I have a friend who's in the Air Force. He's a reservist, and he's a pilot. And he told me firsthand that when they delivered F-22s to South Korea, they flew those F-22s deep into Korean airspace, North Korean airspace, and they weren't detected. So that means that those F-22s can carry tactical nukes and take out military and military sites and industrial sites without the North Koreans even detecting them.
Yeah. You know, I have no doubt or doubts that the United States can militarily finish off North Korea. But, I mean, the only thing I see North Koreans actually are good for is their marching. You know, they do it so good, you know, with thousands of them taking the same step.
I know.
In their, you know, marching celebrations.
And, yeah, I know. I know that. But our country can, you know, the government can actually just take out North Korea without them even knowing it. They can just drop tactical nukes the size of, a volleyball, and it would take out major cities and major industrial sites and military sites, and it would be all over.
Well, that's true, but you know what? When you're talking about, let's say the analogy that I had given, which is a child with a gun, you know, if he fires, you're dead. It doesn't matter how strong you are and you can finish him up. You know, you can break his neck in 2 seconds. But if he has a gun in his hand, all he has to do is just take one shot. And, you know, if this is real, which I doubt, I don't think it's real. I think it's a hoax. I think it's just to cover up what they're doing in Syria. Because a war with North Korea means a war with China, and China will not allow that. And we don't want a war with China. No, we don't.
And when you talk about, I also want to make a comment about your previous caller. He said that Arabs were killing Arabs. He's got that wrong. He should read articles in Reuters. Mm-hmm. Our government is actually hired Al-Qaeda.
Of course.
To, fight these proxy wars in Syria. And on the Alex Jones website, InfoWars, he actually showed these jihadists who work for our government beheading people.
Yeah. Listen, we have always known, you know, we don't need Alex Jones to actually show us that. We've been showing this for the last 10 years. These people, these groups were hired and trained by the United States. You know, they sent thousands of these people, and it's called Al-Nusra Front. These are the same people. We recycled them from Libya. Now we are sending them over there. Yesterday, they pledged allegiance to Al-Dawahiri, who is the Al-Qaeda, who's the man who took over after bin Laden. He is the first in command, Al-Dawahiri. They pledged allegiance to him. This is the group that the United States is actually financing and sending over there.
Yeah, it's these bankers. The bankers are really evil, you know?
Anyway, appreciate it, Anthony. Thanks for the call, as we are completely out of time. We will see you next week, same place.